bring up what you want as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features and you get to control the content of the site by submitting different things to it and then voting on what you like and dislike, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Let's go to the news out of Detroit. I mentioned it earlier, and I think this is a big story. I actually first saw it over at fr33agents.com, and they linked to a more detailed piece at thedaily.com. Talking about what's happening in Detroit, where recently we read news about how the Detroit Police Department has decided to cut back on their hours.
Isn't that interesting?
This is one of the biggest cities in America, even still with all the huge drop-off in population they've had. Detroit's still a big place. And
major market.
They've cut back their police department hours to 8 hours a day. So instead of it being 24 hours a day, you could go in and get your service from the police department. Now, if it's not business hours, you're SOL. So your house gets robbed? Well, you want to go in and file a report? Guess you'll have to wait till tomorrow morning or whatever. They're just not even open.
They're really just setting business hours for criminals. They're just telling the criminals what hours they should do business.
And in some parts of Detroit, they've actually shut off the street lights because they claim that they don't have enough money. And so all you poor neighborhood people, you're just going to have to do without street lights. You want to talk about attracting criminals. It's been shown in studies that it's street lights that cut down on crime more so than video cameras or any other sort of crime prevention techniques that I'm aware of.
I bet they've still got money to indoctrinate the children.
Oh, you as far as running their government schools?
Your single best crime reduction dollar is a dog.
But if you're on the street, you can't have a dog with you everywhere
you go. Street lights are the next.
So what is happening? I mean, if the Detroit police are slicing back on their level of service, what is happening? Well, it turns out looks like the marketplace is stepping in. A lot of times when we talk about private protection services on this show, we're accused of being pie in the sky. Like, what are you talking about? We've got the government police, and they're the best police force in the world, and they may have their problems, but you can't have the market handle this. It'll be too confusing. They'll be fighting each other, and there's all kinds of scary stories out there and ideas about how this won't work. It'll be like Somalia, which, of course, if you actually look at what's going on in Somalia, you find out that what's really happening there is there are different interests, governmental interests, people that want to be the government of Somalia fighting out with one another to try to take over.
I think the biggest problem with Somalia is that the UN, basically, with the United States right there in the lead, is attempting to foist a governmental
system.
That's
what I just said. Yeah, they're different interest groups fighting over who will be the government in Somalia. The UN
being
one of those groups.
They're trying to impose a government.
There are multiple people that are interested in being the government, not just
Somalia.
The UN
has a history of being a stateless society that runs essentially these clans situations, and people opt in and opt out of these clans. I'm not sure entirely that Somalia had a government at any point except when they were back in the 50s and 60s.
I don't know if we can compare Detroit to Somalia, really.
But the comparisons will be made inevitably when
cholera?
When you start talking about getting the government out of things that they've traditionally always been in for our whole lives, people will bring up, well, why don't you move to Somalia?
It's a pretty big leap.
As though it's an example, as though Somalia is the example of the stateless society. But it's not. It's an example of a society in which people are fighting over becoming the state. So anyway, to the news here from thedaily.com. The people of Detroit are taking no prisoners. Justifiable homicide in the city shot up 79% in 2011 from the previous year as citizens in the long-suffering city armed themselves and took matters into their own hands. Which is, of course, what the police always tell people not to do. Don't take the law into your own hands. Call us. We'll come to the rescue. But if they're not coming to the rescue, as has been pointed out earlier on the show tonight, the police have no obligation to provide you with any protection services. If they don't come to the rescue, then what do you do? You just sit and get victimized? Well, no, people aren't willing to do that. Residents, unable to rely on a dwindling police force to keep them safe, are fighting back against the criminal scourge on their own, and they're offering no apologies. Detroit resident Julia Brown told The Daily, "We have got a little old west up here in Detroit. That's what it's going to take." The last time Brown, 73, called the Detroit police, they didn't show up until the next day. So she applied for a permit to carry a handgun and says she's prepared to use it against the young thugs who've taken over her neighborhood, burglarizing entire blocks, opening fire at will, and terrorizing the elderly with impunity. She says, I don't intend to be one of their victims. She's, by the way, lived in Detroit since the late 1950s. She says, I'm planning on taking one out.
Wow.
How old is Granny?
73.
Well,
gosh darn.
I admire her courage and her willingness to stand up for herself.
How it got this bad in Detroit has become a point of national discussion. Violent crime settled into the city's bones decades ago, but recently as the numbers of police officers have plummeted and police response times have remained distressingly high, citizens have taken to dealing with things themselves. In the city of about 700,000 people, the number of cops has steadily fallen from about 5,000 a decade ago to fewer than 3,000 today. Detroit homicides, the second highest per capita in the country last year, according to the FBI, rose by 10% in 2011 to 344 people. On a bleak day in January, a group of funeral directors, wearied by the violence, drove a motorcade of hearses through the city streets in protest. Average police response time for priority calls in the city, according to latest data, is 24 minutes. In comparable cities across the country, it is under 10 minutes. And as you pointed out, Mark, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away. In this case, nearly
minutes.
A half hour.
Right. You know, I mean, I don't know how police ever became anything but what they are. I mean, you call the police when there's a problem, but they're the cleanup crew. They come, they write the paperwork, they, you know, figure out what happened, they try to, you know, do a little arbitration, they collect the evidence, they do that kind of thing. It is the very rare circumstance where a cop is going to have the opportunity to throw himself in front of a bullet to protect some innocent person. I'm not saying that they're not willing to do it, there's just not enough of them, and they cannot be where in all the places at one time. Thank goodness there aren't enough of them. We don't need to pay. We're not supposed to be paying them to do this. I mean, do you, the citizen, want to pay a cop's salary for him to follow you around and keep you safe? I mean, can you afford the $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year? Now, I'm not saying the cops get paid that kind of salary. I'm saying that with their benefits and their early retirement, they usually work about 20 years, or at least they can work as few as 20 years.
Right, and then collect 90% pension after that.
With a response time of 24 minutes, I would hope your biggest problem is your cat in the tree or something, because I wouldn't want to be in a life or death situation and have to call those police.
Absolutely. Even 10 minutes is, you know, you're dead. I mean, if there's a real situation happening, yeah.
One
it's not going to help you. So the number of justifiable homicides has led citizens like Brown, of course they're using this citizen term as though it means something, as we pointed out, citizen just means that you have an allegiance to the state in return for an obligation of protection, but clearly there is no obligation to protect, as the people in Detroit have learned the hard way. The number of justifiable homicides in which residents use deadly force in self-defense jumped from 19 in 2010 to 34 last year. That's a 79% rise. Signs that that vigilantism was taking hold in the city came earlier. There's not an extra I in there. Vigilantism came earlier around Memorial Day 2009 when former federal agent Alvin Davis decided he'd had enough of the break-ins at his mother's home on the east side. She called the police again and again, but the brazen robberies continued. Davis, then a 32-year-old Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer, snapped. Prosecutors said he spent days chasing and harassing the teenagers who were allegedly robbing his mother, even shoving his federally issued firearm into one of their mouths. No one was killed, but by the time he was done, Davis had racked up charges of unlawful imprisonment and assault. In August 2010, he was convicted and sentenced to 4 years in prison. But many residents in his mother's neighborhood are sympathetic to him, whose case is on appeal. Ken Gray, 58, who lives down the street, says he basically did what a lot of us wished we could do. One high-ranking official in the country's in the county legal system, speaking to the Daily, said that the rise in justifiable homicides mirrors a local court system that's increasingly lenient of the practice. He said that it's a lot more acceptable now to get your own retribution, and the justice system in the city is a lot more understanding if people do that. It's becoming part of the culture. Detroiters are arming themselves with shotguns and handguns and buying guard dogs, anything to take care of their own. And privately, residents say neighborhood watch groups in Detroit are widely armed. There's more coming up here.
They are.
In a moment, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can take care of your own protection and defense, too, as Detroit's going to prove. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have on the site. So, again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing any permission from a bank or a government agency. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so we'll continue here with this story out of Detroit, and then we'll take your calls and your thoughts. It doesn't have to be on this. You can bring up anything that you want. But I think this is huge news because you've said, Mark, that you believe that the policing issue is one of the last issues that people should broach when it comes to talking about, you know, transitioning to the voluntary society.
Yeah.
And it's a tough one for people to really come to understand. For me, it was one of the last issues that I came around on, and it took me a little while to really kind of wrap my mind around it. But it's nice when you can actually point to reality and show people, hey, look, it's okay.
Well, you can point to people and show them private roads in California, where they function, in Southern California, where we have private roads right now alongside public roads, and people choose to use the private ones because they can get where they want to go faster and safer.
Well,
but nobody wants to hear it. It's like, what about the roads? Why libertarians hate roads?
Well, you have a lot of examples of private security in California coming from Hollywood, too, because a lot of the celebrities have their own private defense.
Sure, but that's easy to blow off because, well, it's only for the rich. What about the poor? Well, as you can see in Detroit, this is going to be addressed very well. There's plenty of poor people in Detroit. These poor people are not getting services from the Detroit Police Department. Even though there's thousands of cops in Detroit, it's still there. You know, it's an average response time on a priority call is 24 minutes, which is far, far lower than the national average. The national average is like around 10 minutes. This is terrible. I mean, the national average is terrible. This is worse. And so people are stepping up. They're forming neighborhood watch groups. They're getting armed. They're buying dogs. They are not only that, they're going to hire private protection services, as we'll tell you about here in a moment. So it's like the militiamen who's, this is from thedaily.com. It's like the militiamen who stepped up way back when, says one resident. That's where the neighborhood folks are, said James Jackrabbit Jackson, a 63-year-old retired Detroit cop.
I am not going to mess with that guy.
He's patrolled the Jefferson Chalmers neighborhood for years. He says they're ready to fight. We don't hardly see police anymore. The city's wealthier enclaves have hired private security firms. Intimidating men in armored trucks patrol streets lined with gracious old homes in a scene more likely seen in Mexico City than the United States. That kind of paid protection can run residents anywhere from $10 to $200 per month, and companies say business is good. Now look at that range. That's a huge price range. $10 to $200 per month for private protection services in Detroit.
It makes you wonder what, I mean, how much of your property taxes go to, say, you know, how much do you pay per month in property taxes for policing?
Good question.
And it's very difficult to know the answer to this. I suppose you can
pour
over.
You have to get the city budget, break it out, try to figure out what portion goes to the, and so on and so on. It'd be a
lot of work. Bet you it's more than $10.
I bet you're right.
And I'll bet you get, at the very least, I mean, you know, I don't get any police services. Thank goodness in my town I don't have to pay for it, but I probably sort of in a roundabout way I pay for the stateies, you know, and they're not really patrolling. They're just driving by at, you know, some breakneck speed because they don't have to worry about getting a ticket. But when I've lived in towns, I always have always picked houses that are on dead-end streets and that kind of thing because I like that kind of atmosphere where the only people driving down my road, I know who they are.
Your house.
I know whose car that is who's driving past my house. And, man, the rarity with which I would see police officers or sheriffs or whatever, it was incredible. What kind of protection am I getting? It's difficult to quantify. I'm not going to claim for 1 second. I will not claim that the very existence of a policing force doesn't cut down on crime, but the existence of this force cuts down on crime, too.
No, it's more accountable.
How many? Well, I guess we've all probably been on the inside of a police car, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they take a picture here of this guy, Dale Brown, the owner of Threat Management Group. This is one of the private security firms offering services to people in Detroit. They've got a photo of the inside of his cruiser, whatever you want to call it. It's an SUV, essentially, or Hummer or something. And this guy is decked out. I mean, he's got, like, multiple cameras.
Zombie. He's ready for a zombie attack.
That thing looks better than the Batmobile.
It looks awesome. He's got, like, a display up on the kind of the top portion of the window of the
Holy
car
macaroni.
With, like, at least three different camera angles outside his car. He's got what looks like some sort of a computer display monitor attached to the dashboard. Appears to be some kind of another readout below it. I have no idea what that is. Maybe a scanner below that. I mean, this guy is loaded up with equipment. And he says that business is going very well. We're booming, says Dale Brown. He owns Threat Management Group, along with Recon Security, patrols neighborhoods like Palmer Woods and Black Hummers. He says, we're paramilitary, but we're positive. I'm not a vigilante. I'm an agent of change.
Oh, the Detroit, I like that.
Yeah, I like it. The Detroit Police Department, grappling with deep funding cuts in a city with spiraling budget crisis, acknowledges that response times are high and says it's working on a plan to lower them. But a spokeswoman for the department insists the rise in justifiable homicides is unrelated.
Our plan is to demand more of your tax money.
The bureaucrat claims it's not related, that the department's slower than ever, and homicides, justifiable homicides are on the rise. The sergeant from the police department says it's not about police response time, because often the act has already taken place by the time the police are called. She says, any time a life is lost, we're concerned, but we can't be on every corner in front of every home, and we know there are citizens who will do what they have to protect themselves.
Just by saying the very same thing that this police person is saying here on the air, and this is what we've said all the time, we'll get all this rhetoric like we're anti-cop. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the reality. This is the reality of police protection. They're not there to protect you. They're there to clean up the mess.
It's a terrifying position in which Kevin Early found himself in November when he was held up at gunpoint outside of his home in an upper-middle-class area called Rosedale Park. Neighbors called the police, but it was 25 minutes before an officer arrived.
So, I mean, you know, here's the claim is always going to be made that, you know, it's the poorer neighborhoods. Here in Rosedale Park, it doesn't seem to matter.
Early, the director of criminal justice studies program at, this is the guy that was robbed, was the director of criminal justice studies program at the University of Michigan's Dearborn campus, reasoned with the men for more than 20 minutes before he sensed they were about to shoot him in the head. Then he ran. As his attackers fled in the opposite direction, neighbors emerged from the streets, stately homes with shotguns. He said, all I could think of was my daughter coming home. I didn't want her to see me shot dead. Weeks earlier...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not worth it. I mean, give him the money.
Early packed up his home and left Detroit. He hired Threat Management to supervise the move. He says, where else do the police come to your house after you've been robbed and ask you, why did you call us? Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 1-855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are available. Live streaming is there around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always playing at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got it in broadband, midband, and narrowband flavors, so different size connections for your whatever internet connection you're using. One of them will likely fit you. And on top of that, you'll find the over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times. In addition, our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, and we've got two channels, by the way, that we're on XM, the KU band, the free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. It's all over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a 25-foot cubic freezer, that's one of the really big ones, completely off the grid. You can add a few solar panels and batteries and it'll handle cooking and heating your water. This is the only system that you can start small and expand at your own pace, even adding solar panels and batteries you get from other companies. At any time, you can call. Their experts are standing by to answer all your questions. It's freetalkliveSolar.com. But this is it's intended to be a backup system, but this is a great system if you're, say, in some sunny location. You can take stuff, parts of your house off the grid completely with the SG1. It's freetalkliveSolar.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. The news is out of Detroit.
And it's big news that the police are pretty much next to worthless in Detroit, responding on an average of 25 minutes on a priority call. So if you just had, you know, your house robbed, they're going to be there whenever they feel like showing up. So priority meaning like actual crime in progress, someone's being held at gunpoint, that kind of thing. 25 minutes, the average call time there. And in some areas, the city of Detroit has turned off streetlights. They've shut down the Detroit Police Department's during overnight hours. They're restricting business hours to like 9 to 5, basically, in Detroit.
They've got banker's hours for the cops.
So if you need to fill out a report for the police and you work during the daytime, well, you pretty much have to take the day off of work to go down there instead of, saying, going after work as you would with any other city with 24-hour police. And so things have just gotten so bad, people have decided they're going to take things in their own hands. They're forming neighborhood watch groups. They're arming up. They're hiring private protection services organization like Threat Management Center. The Threat Management Specialist, their website, ThreatManagementCenter.com, just went there a moment ago, and their logo says Threat Management Specialist, Deterrence, Detection, Defense, Tactical First Aid, Tactical Driving, Tactical Firearms, Tactical Psychology, Tactical Baton, Hand-to-Hand Combat, the only thing that's not tactical, apparently, and Tactical Knife, and Tactical Law. So these guys are available to the people in Detroit. This is an agency that says business is booming, things are going very well, and apparently there's private protection services available from as low as $10 per month there in Detroit. I'm interested in learning more about some of those options. Like, what is it that you get for $10 a month? What do you get for $200 a month? What is it the market is providing right now? I mean, right now, where they've really only had this situation for a period of a relatively short period of time, but the market doesn't require a long period of time to step in and take care of things.
Right, $10 sounds even affordable after you've paid taxes to your local and city governments.
You know, that's a great point, and it was a question I wanted to ask about this. At what point are the Detroit people going to realize that it's time to stop paying the city? When will they finally, you know, because if this threat management company, and presumably they probably have a competitor, and if not, they will soon, when these private protection agencies start getting more and more business, when are people going to look at that property tax bill, come in and say, well, wait a minute. How come we're paying these people again?
What am I getting here?
Right. Why am I cutting this check? They've turned off our streetlights. The cops don't come around. And when you do finally get the cops to show up, as one guy pointed out after he was held up at gunpoint and waited, managed to hold the criminals there for 20 minutes just through conversation, the cops still didn't show up until 5 minutes after they left. Then the cops roll up on the set and they ask you, why'd you call us? So at what point are the people of Detroit going to decide, well, maybe we just won't cut the full property tax check. Maybe we'll only cut half of the property taxes or just completely stop paying entirely.
Oh, I say do it in baby steps and really confuse the city so that you can point out, like, this is why I'm not paying this, you know, extra property tax, because I've already replaced that service. Thanks very much.
Here's my receipt, just so you know. I'm hiring somebody else. Get out of here. We don't want your services anymore.
It sounds great. I mean, but, you know.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, these people are ballsy enough to take the law into their own hands, so-called, defend themselves, arm up, shoot intruders. I mean, at some point, they're going to come to the conclusion that this is not necessary. Paying the government is a waste of their money. They could take that money they're paying the government and hire threat protection, the next level of service. Like, presuming they have different tiers of service, you know, maybe what they're paying to the government would make the difference between a, you know, 24-hour roving patrol in the neighborhood and not having that.
I don't know, but I don't disagree with any of this. You're going to get probably better service from threat protection.
All it's going to take is for one of these protection groups, like the neighborhood watch group. Usually people in these neighborhood watch groups are pretty into it. Like, they go out, they get two-way radios, they've got communication systems.
They've
got, like, they're saying they're arming up, getting a bunch of weapons. So all it would take would be one meeting or a couple meetings of this group. You know, maybe there's 10 or 12 people in it. These are all homeowners, perhaps. They all say to themselves, okay, let's team up together. Let's stop paying the property taxes. We'll also pool some of the money that we would pay in property taxes, hire another level of, you know, security for the neighborhood, and then tell the city to go pound sand when they come after us.
Another advantage to what you're talking about is, what is the city going to do with another abandoned house?
Exactly. another dollar, you know, a house worth a dollar.
Well, how do these threat management people stick around? I mean, I was always told that people who compete with providing government services are terrorists. So how long is it going to be before the city of Detroit starts saying, hey, you better not buy from these people because they are terrorists?
It's a good question.
They're trying to protect you.
It's worth taking a look at and you know, continuing to observe the situation and see how it plays out. But here you have it. Here you have private protection agencies arising from market demand and supplanting the government. It's already begun. So at what point will the, you know, in the agorist view, if you read Samuel Konkin's agorism, a primer or primer or whatever it's called, like he did mm-hmm. this thing on agorism way back when, and the idea of agorism is to create alternatives to the government, and that eventually those alternatives will become more popular than the government, and eventually the government will just be left behind. Is that what we're seeing the beginnings of in Detroit? It'll be interesting to watch. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Ed's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
How you gentlemen doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm four cops on duty, only 8 hours a day.
Yeah, that's two-thirds less damage they can do, right?
Fewer laws. I want fewer cops, fewer DAs, fewer jails, prison, just like in 1972. They were supposed to start shutting down prisons. No more prisons to be built.
Oh, wow, that would have been nice.
Supposed to shut down prison. Hey, all this you're talking about to me sounds tyrannical and a little overblown, talking about the gun point. Crime has never been low as it is today. And also...
Well, in Detroit, they are still the second most murderous city in America, I think,
right,
just behind Baltimore.
Right, and the reason why? The war on drugs, as I know you will agree. You look at any... large population or any city with a large population of black-skinned people and brown-skinned people, you will see this devastation. Their families have been destroyed for the last, 30 years due to the war on drugs. And like I ask people, let's take the white fathers out of the homes for 30 years. Think about this. Black males only make up 6% of the American population. They constitute 75% of those incarcerated for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It is total insanity.
Right, and then you take dad out of the home, and that's supposed to make the home life better for the kids?
Well, it's destroyed the families overall. So see, and in this insanity, as y'all may know, you can get a drug charge. You can't get any student loans, any kind of government assistance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. It'll
but you
ruin
can
your
murder,
life.
Rape, rob, and get any student loan you want.
Ed, thanks for the call as always. Appreciate the thoughts. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Vaporsmith's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With Vaporsmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. Vaporsmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at vaporsmith's.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of things you can do to help promote Free Talk Live. You can, download flyers and print them. You can download web banners and use them on your website or blog. You can also get a free bumper sticker. Details are all there over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We're exploring the Threat Management Center. It is a private security group that has risen to prominence in the Detroit area simply because, well, they're offering the services that the government refuses to. The government cops taking on average 25 minutes to respond to a priority call, shutting down their offices during non-business hours. Sorry. You could still technically call dispatch if it's midnight, but if you wanted to go into the police department to, for whatever reason, talk to somebody, maybe you lost something, maybe you want to file a report or whatever, nope, just have to wait till the next day. Cops show up on the scene and ask people, why did you call us, when they've already gotten the supposed reason that was called, which is why they were sent there in the first place.
Suggesting that either they are not interested or incapable of providing the service that was requested of them.
So ThreatManagementCenter.com probably should put a little more money into web design, but nonetheless...
Why should they? They're busy providing service to people and getting paid to do it.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a website that looks nice, and theirs needs a little bit of help. But all that aside, they are providing services to people, and their mission here, it says, over at ThreatManagementCenter.com, is the objective of our organization is to make the world safer by denying the opportunity for violence to take place. By using tactical psychology, tactical law, and tactical skills, we create conditions which, by design, are not conducive for violence. VIPER's threat management emphasizes the use of deterrence, detection, and defense to achieve nonviolent outcomes.
Sounds hey, like that sounds great.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like somebody I would hire. I mean, I would want somebody who's focused on prevention and focused on stopping violence.
I don't like their get-ups. I mean, they seem awfully militarish. I mean, Viper.
That's what sells, Mark.
I know,
I mean,
Matt,
people
want to
feel safe.
It's true. I just, you know.
Do you want to hire the cops that are wearing, you know, pink uniforms and bunny, you know, like bunny ears?
I mean, I'd be interested in trying that.
I don't think you're looking for those kind of cops.
I just don't think that's, you know.
What's wrong with those kind of cops, Jerry?
They're hired for different services.
Right. You hire them for a party, you wouldn't want to hire them to patrol the neighborhood, or at least I don't think most people would. So then I went on to their page called the, let's see, the DECA program, Security Threat Management Division here. Welcome to Recon Security, a licensed and bonded armed security guard company. Recon Security is based in the inner city and owned by a police lieutenant with over 26 years of public service. And this is what will happen, is that the good cops, the ones that are out there actually for the right reasons, the ones that got into being a police officer to stop criminals and stop violence from happening, are going to realize that they can do better for people, the people in the community, and probably make more money, ultimately, providing private protection services. So they can take whatever expertise they've learned in their years of fighting real criminals and then take it to the private marketplace, as many private detectives have been former police and are now much more satisfied working in a private detective, the PI, private investigator market, because they control their own business. They no longer are beholden to some government bureaucrat that's trying to tell them what to do.
I would think they'd be more satisfied that way, and thank goodness the people of Detroit are not complacent with the government's ever-diminishing services. I mean, How long were they going to put up with that junk?
So let's actually jump in here. We'll tell you more about this Recon Security in a moment, because they've got a guarantee on response times. We'll tell you what that is here in a moment. Colin is on the line, though, in Detroit. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. It's really funny that you actually are talking about this. I live outside Detroit. I called in one time about a Free City project, but we actually talked about this very idea before. And our biggest hurdle was to try and figure out, essentially, what to do with somebody once you catch them on a property. I mean, you don't want to lethally kill everybody that walks on a property.
Obviously.
You understand what I'm saying, though? Like, once you have somebody in custody, what do you do? Because essentially, under current law, I would believe that's kidnapping. Next to that, also, if, you know, you arrest somebody, would you just then turn them over to the Detroit police? Because you're essentially doing exactly what you don't want to do, which is get the Detroit police involved. So I was just curious what you guys would think about that aspect.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Obviously, at this point in time, the Detroit police still exist, and the legal structure and the belief in government is still high. People still believe government is a good idea.
At this point, they're the holders of the keys to the jail. And so the security company is going to take care of whatever issues and probably apprehend whomever they're going to apprehend, and then turn them over to the police. And, you know, honestly, this makes much more sense than anything else.
Well, Colin, I would think, what would Batman do? You know, Superman used to leave them for the police, but Batman just put enough fear into them to deter them again.
There's a really good reason it was Batman for a reason. I mean, it was fiction. He didn't have to necessarily deal with putting people behind bars and whatnot. I mean, I don't want to do that. I'm a libertarian like anybody else. You know, I don't want to put somebody in some kind of a prison system and, you know, perpetuate the cycle of violence and whatnot, but it is a viable question. What do you do with these people once you catch them? Do you turn them over to DPS? Because, like, you know, we just said, that's kind of countering the whole point of what you're doing. So I was just curious, essentially.
I think it's a good question, I think it's a good question. Obviously, we don't have a free market, so as of right now, maybe they are turning them over to the police, but at least they're getting these people off the streets, and they're stopping violence from happening. I mean, their primary goal is to prevent violence by being there in the first place when the police aren't, patrolling and doing whatever other services they're offering. And then if something does occur, to respond quickly, to beat the police to the punch. And you're right. I mean, Mark's right here. The police still have certain resources that these guys don't have access to. They've got a budget that they don't have. And so there's still a transition that needs to happen.
Well, I would hope that this is just an idea I'm throwing out there for this threat management division. But what if there were like a post of shame? Where I don't think it's illegal to tie someone to a post if you caught them doing a crime. What if in the center of town there was a shame post? Yeah, and you just tie them up there and let everyone shame them if they want to as they walk by.
I don't know about tying somebody down like that, but to go along with that, posting on the internet to say, hey, threat management or whatever the corporation's called or company, we caught this person doing X, Y, and Z.
Right, and put their face out there.
So it's like a form of shaming, you know.
I think there's something to that. I think there's something to that. It'll be interesting to see what the market develops in regards to these questions. And I thank you, Colin, for the call tonight. So, a little bit more about...
We're ways off from sort of the you know, moving away from the paradigm of penitentiaries and that kind of thing. Yeah, you know, that's just the way I see it.
Threat Management Center, skipping to one of the services they're offering people for businesses. Respond to alarm calls, extracting disrupted persons from your place of business, warding of loiterers, scheduled patrols for businesses, parking lots and surrounding property, individual or group corporate threat management training. Our unique approach to strategically manage threat makes employees feel safe. The effects of which will cause a reduction in loss due to crime. As a result, your patrons will feel safer, which will increase revenue and profits. Residents, we will respond to your home in approximately 10 minutes or less. Guarantee.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Thoroughly clear your house, making sure there is no one in your home if you suspect a problem. We can patrol your neighborhood. If you require safer transportation for yourself or your children to or from work or school, we are one call away. Emergency transport to hospitals or a trip to the airport can be arranged as needed. We can provide training for individuals, families, and groups. We offer personal defense equipment, check-ins on seniors or loved ones, background screenings for single females, or potential current relationship partners. So these are some of the...
They'll check them out for you.
Wow.
Yep. Seems like a good idea.
Did they say just females?
It does say a single females. That's not to say they wouldn't offer it to someone else who is asking for it.
All right. All those single males that are worried about the bad chicks they're meeting. you know, I think a lot of people would like to have these guys drive by four times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have them come, you know, you don't have to have a bodyguard at all times. Somebody drives by four times a day, and that's a pretty good thing.
And as you can see, they're offering different levels of service.
And as they have one of the things in the lawn protected by, what's the name of it? The organization.
Oh, threat management.
Threat management. That's as threat management gets to have a bigger name among the criminals. That's going to be a
we don't want this neighborhood. Yeah, threat management patrols this hood.
Just the yard sign is going to be valuable.
So their website, again, if you want to poke around there, threatmanagementcenter.com. But as you can see, clearly, they're very market-oriented. I mean, they're going to give people what they want. If you want constant patrols, we can offer that for you. It's going to cost you. Or if you'd rather have the neighborhood get together and we'll give you some training on how to use some defensive weapons, we'll do that too. How many cop shops are offering that kind of training to people?
The last time I talked to a cop about weapons, he said, you shouldn't carry weapons.
That's our job.
Buy a whistle.
I want to see more good cops.
He told me to buy a whistle.
Like
out of time for tonight. Join Derek over at livefreeyourdance.com and join us tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.